Today, households are being encouraged to leave a light on and share photos on social media in support of missing persons across the country. Susie Ratcliffe is the co-founder and chair of Leave a Light On Incorporated. She joins me now to discuss. Hi, Susie.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And gosh, the symbolism of the light, leaving the light on, it's really poignant and really important. Could you tell us about it and its connection with missing persons?
Over 38,000 people go missing in Australia every year, and quite often a lot of those families will leave their front porch light on in the hope that if their loved one comes home, they can see that there's someone there waiting for you. It's a symbol of hope to families across Australia, knowing that those lights are on to symbolically brighten the paths home for their missing loved ones.
And this is a personal issue of yours for your family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My sister, Joanne, was 11 years old when she was kidnapped from the Adelaide Oval in 1973, along with Kirsty Gordon, who was 4 years old. After Joanne disappeared, my family would leave the front porch light on in the hope that if Jo ever came home, that she would know that we were there waiting for her. Unfortunately, 48 years later, we're still waiting, but our porch light still continues to brighten the path home for her and for all those others that are missing.
Wow, gosh. I imagine, you know, that just the uncertainty would be a big factor in the grief and the challenges that families like your families had to face with something like this.
It's the pain of not knowing. As one family said to me several years ago, it's like a nightmare that you never wake up from. Sort of like that movie, The Groundhog Day, where each day dawns and that nightmare is still there and it just continues day after day and sadly for a lot of families, year after year.
And you were born after Joanne's disappearance, but of course you grieve the sister you never got to meet, and I'm sure it really echoed through your life with your family grieving her as well.
It was sort of like the shadow in the room with Joanne. You know, she was always present, not physically, but mentally and emotionally. For my family, they'd spent 11 years with Joanne, watching her grow, and she was suddenly taken from them. And it's something that it affects generations, not just the immediate family, but, you know, generations to come and also the long-distance family, you know, sort of cousins, aunties, uncles. And unfortunately, it's not something that you can just get over. You can't move on. It's basically like living in limbo.
And then so you started, or you co-founded Leave a Light On Incorporated. Was this a way to shine a light on the issues that families are facing and trying to get more answers?
It started out as just a off-the-cuff idea that I've been talking about with Brian Littley, who I had spoken with and done a couple of articles with when he was working with the Advertiser. But after speaking with a couple of other families that I'd gotten to know through Facebook, I realised that, you know, there is one common link with families everywhere with a missing person, is that the fear of them being forgotten. And together with Brian, we nutted out a few different ideas, and we come up with the idea of Leave a Light On as a way of raising awareness of long-term missing persons, which are persons that have been missing for longer than 3 months, and also as a show of support for families to make sure that Australia doesn't forget these missing persons, because the more we raise awareness, the more hope families have of someone somewhere that has information of coming forward and providing that vital piece of information for them to be able to locate their missing loved one or to receive justice for them.
Yes, absolutely. So today you're calling for households to leave a light on in solidarity, and tell us about your call for the sharing of social media pictures as well.
What we're asking is people across Australia or even internationally to leave a light on in remembrance of those missing persons here in Australia, and as a symbol of hope for families that they'll never be forgotten. We're asking for people to share their photos or any messages to our Leave a Light On page on Facebook or Instagram, because there are a large number of families that follow our page, and that gives them hope seeing those lights and seeing those messages of support, that their loved ones won't be forgotten. And it keeps that hope eternal that one day, hopefully soon, their loved one will be located.
Mm. I really appreciate your time today and sharing such a personal story. Thank you so much, Susie Ratcliffe.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to keep raising awareness of our missing loved ones and our important event.